This is Talk of the Town on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. It's Steve Kelly and Brett Bakita from West Michigan's Morning News, and back the Grand Rapids Civic Theater as we get ready for Something Rotten. That's the name, by the way. It's not like suddenly you've done it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Nadia Skidmore is the Director of Marketing and Communications at the Civic Theater. Nadia, great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Joey Parks is in the show. You play Nick in Something Rotten. Joey, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
So give us a little plot. This is kind of a stretch, right? Something Rotten was set in the 1590s?
Yeah. A little Shakespearean times, a little Renaissance time. So we've got these two brothers, Nick and Nigel, and they are on their quest to write their hit play, but they are kind of stuck in the shadow of this Renaissance rock star known as Shakespeare. And so a soothsayer sees into the future and tells Nick that the future of theater is all about singing, dancing, and acting combined. And so the brothers are like, well, we're going to write the world's first musical. And then some hilarious things and chaos ensues.
And it turns out delightful. To be the world's first musical. So.
Well, you know, maybe in a fictional sense, yes.
Right. And this is the last production, it's hard to believe, of what has been a great season for you guys. I can't believe it. We've had so much fun, but what a way to end, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This musical is absolutely a love letter to Broadway and to Shakespearean theater. There are countless, like dozens and dozens of references to contemporary modern musicals throughout the entire thing. And I've heard people say, if you love or hate musicals, you will love Something Rotten.
Right.
And if you love or hate Shakespeare, you will love Something Rotten.
GRCT.org for ticket information. It starts next week. Joey, we talked to Nadia on Talk of the Town before about a certain costume that you eventually got to keep, right? So how much of your role is the costume? How much of it helps put you in 1590 to set the stage for this thing?
It certainly does change the way you feel, right? Because when we're just doing rehearsals in our rehearsal room, you're in, you know, t-shirts, sweatpants, anything to, you know, get you through the day. But as soon as those, you know, puffy pants and pointy leather boots, to quote the show, come on, and you feel the weight of the material, you feel just different, actually. Your body feels physically how they would have felt back then. Things are looser in different places, things are tighter, and you feel the heat of the different layers that they were wearing. So it really does put you in a different headspace, and it actually does help you kind of snap deeper into the character.
All right, Joey Parks, I got to ask you, congratulations, your first lead role to Civic Theater, but you were in Kinky Boots last season. So did you envision this? Is this the one that you wanted and went for as far as Something Rotten you wanted to be the lead?
It certainly was. It certainly was a dream role, right? Yeah, like this is a show that I knew before and I really enjoyed. And the role was originated by, you know, and a Broadway hero of mine, Brian D'Arcy James. And so this is something that I've, you know, been working pretty hard for, you know, Kinky Boots was an entirely different experience, right? Like that one, I was in drag, I was in heels. So the costume was also a huge part of that role. But in this one, it's certainly, it's a lot more. It's a lot more to think about. It's a lot more to like act and a lot more to prepare for. And it's been entirely humbling and gratifying and just a lot of fun.
Well, memorization always kills me. I just don't get how you people can pull that off. But this is a musical within a musical. So you're not just finding marks, you're memorizing lyrics. And how do you pull it all off in this production?
Yeah, I mean, it is a lot to remember. I think it's just, for me, repetition, right? Like you listen first. That's the easiest way for me to memorize, is just to listen. And you have to listen to yourself, listen to your castmates, to everything that the director is saying. And it's about, you know, getting it locked in memory-wise. But then that's actually where the real work starts, in my opinion. Once you have it memorized, then it's, you know, you can just go on autopilot and it can become stale. So once you've memorized it, it's all about finding new ways to say things, new ways to sing that line, new ways to kind of play off an emotion or discover an emotion that you didn't realize in your first read through.
And don't you think that that's even more so when you've got a comedic factor in the production? You know what I mean? Because you're doing it so many times, and if you do get repeat audience, you want them to get a different experience if they can. But also, it allows you to kind of expand your space a little bit because you can have fun with your crew.
Yeah, absolutely. And the comedy does tend to change as the show hits audiences. In the room, it's all about what the cast finds funny and the production staff, because we're all, you know, memorizing the script. We know what jokes are, you know, hitting in the room. We know, and therefore, when it's hitting in the room, you want to play that up more. But as soon as you get on stage, new things get laughs. And then those things start getting played more on stage, and those moments evolved in ways that they didn't in the rehearsal room. So it is really like a kind of a dialogue between the cast and the audience of like, what is this really reading as, and what moments are changing, and how can we kind of tailor it to what the audience is responding to?
That's a great observation. Something Rotten Grand Rapids Civic Theater starts next week. And Nadia, I want to start with some of the things that we've talked about a lot, and that's how you guys give back. And how access is so important when it comes to the arts. And you do that on the Thursday, right? When it's pay what you can.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
That's a cool thing for the community.
Absolutely. It really is. So on this Thursday, we offer a pay what you can preview night. So whether you have a few dollars in your pocket, or you have more, or if you just recognize that this is something that is good that Civic is doing for the community, and you want to give a lot more to kind of make up for those who don't, you know, we welcome that, and that's really exciting. And we also have on May 6th a audio described and American Sign Language interpreted performance with a touch tour before as well, for those that need that service. And then we have a relaxed environment performance on the 10th as well.
How flexible. That's great. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I love that you guys do is everything's rated so that you can kind of help the parents out there,
yes,
and grandparents
absolutely.
For the audience.
Absolutely.
It's PG-13, adult language, innuendo, but approximately 2.5 hours with the pitch clock now for Major League Baseball. Everything's timed, right?
That's
so
right. That's
you have
right.
You have an intermission in between. So
you got to know when to let the babysitter off the hook, right?
It's a perfect right. night out. And again, Wednesdays through Saturdays, 7:30 starts the production. On Sundays, it's 2 o'clock.
That's correct.
Well, there you go. In a nutshell, Something Rotten, Grand Rapids Civic Theater. Officially, it starts the 28th through May 21st. And it's at the Grand Rapids Civic Theater. The website is grct.org. In the production, Nick, you will see him, Joey Parks. Congratulations on your role and best wishes.
Thank you.
Or do I say break a leg?
Both work.
Okay. Nadia Skidmore, Director of Marketing and Communications. Always great stuff. Thank you.
So fun to see you both. Thank you so much.
This is Talk of the Town on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.